great too. Do you like Sheffield Life? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Life? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and Friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Are you a keen Sheffield Life listener? Do you want to get involved? Sheffield Life is a community radio station, and it gets better when you take part. Contact us to find out how you can be part of Sheffield's newest radio station. Call us on 281-4092 or email us on info@sheffieldlife.org. 93.2 FM, Sheffield Life. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
This is Sheffield Live.
And now, starting their second night at the Grandy Ballroom, from San Francisco, Big Brother and the Holding Company.
Thank you.
Honey, us all.
Oh, in the afternoon. Oh, in the evening.
Okay, here we are one more time. Welcome to Ladino Dimes on 93.2 FM. Yes, my friends, the time today is nearly 10 past. Oh, no, it is 10 past already. Wow, man. The clocks change and everything changes. And hopefully our everyday happenings, you know, will change too. Because, you know, when you put the hours back or forward, you know, you tend to get confused. Sometimes you get like you get too late to work, or you get too early to work, or whatever. You know, I remember once, you know, when I was primary school, you know, and I was very, very naughty. You know, we went to this party. It was it was my first year secondary school. first year secondary school. And that was during the dictatorship, so there was a curfew, and, you know, so we couldn't leave the house until 7 o'clock in the morning, because all night long, you know, you weren't allowed to be in the streets. But the night before, we used to have Fridays or Saturdays, or any time in the day, any day in the week, you know, we could have, like, a gathering in somebody's house, you know, and then go home before the curfew hour. But because we lived in a village where it's a military village, that's my stepfather was an officer of the Air Force, so the military village, we were allowed to kind of like move from one house to another within the village. You know, we could leave the area, otherwise we would have been arrested. Anyway, I remember once we were at this friend's house because his parents had been on holiday. So we went to his house, and he had a little bit of alcohol there, but, you know, and other devices. I was only 13 years old, 14 years old. And, I remember going home, you know, about maybe 12 o'clock at night. Because, as I said, you know, because we were allowed to move within the village, I was allowed to get home. So I went home, and in the morning I woke up, and I look at the time and say, oh my God, I started getting ready to go. You know, I got dressed, you know, with the school uniform and everything. I run to the bus stop. It was about 8 o'clock, and my lessons would start about half past 8. So I was attending the bus stop, and I couldn't see any other students, you know, nobody around, you know. then some, you know, very people that I don't see in the week, you know, they were appearing from everywhere, somewhere in like tracksuit bottoms and, you know, trainers and stuff, and going, oh, what the hell is going on? Nobody's around. I thought they were, because of the curfew and the military presence at all times, I thought something weird was going on. So I asked, what's going on? Where are you people going, man? And they said, well, Saturday we usually go. And when they said Saturday, my God, boom, I woke up and, oh, my God, I should be in bed at this time. Why, what's the matter? I said, oh, I was going to school, you know, but, and everybody laughing. Anyway, I don't think it's funny. I didn't think it was funny at the time, you know, but I think it's funny now. And if you don't think it's funny, let me know. 07944-031894 is the number to text. One more before we get into the Latino vibes.
Paseaba en la troca con quemacoco. Parqueamos la guagua y le tocamos al loco. Que siempre jala con sus compadres. Se jala temprano para echar desmadre. Salió de su casa, sacó de lana, zapato blanco y pantalón. Ramón, que me
calles están plente full aguarros. Todos en coches blindados.
Todos tomados y todos bien armados.
Loco me vio hasta perder el control. Se puso a rapear como el pendejo de Calú. Y nos gritaron, malditos pochos. Nos discriminaron por venir en bochos.
Le dije, men, ya estás muy pasado.
Más vale cholo que mal acompañado.
No se peleen, men, no se peleen. Para poder pelearse hay que saber con quién, men. No se peleen, men, no se peleen. Para poder pelearse hay que saber con quién.
La cheque, nos presumían de sus ropitas mientras que el loco les bajaba a su chiquita.
Rulando harinazos, me dijo algún idiota que se refería a mi amigo el Trota. El loco le dijo, hey, ten cuidado con el mundo.
You better keep your mouth shut, o mato todo el mundo.
Se armaron los plomazos y los trancazos.
¡Pau, pau!
¡Qué buenos catorrazos!
Y les gritaba a todos pecho tierra mientras les comentaba,
¡qué buena está la guerra!
Tito me dijo, ese güero mariquete me estaba amenazando con su 357. Un enano bigotón, hijo de la chingada,
me estaba amenazando con lanzarme su granada.
Llegó el momento de hacer la retirada. ¡Ah! ¡Esa puerta está cerrada!
Tuvimos que escapar por la puerta principal y le dije a mi chofer que me dejara manejar.
Le dije, men, ya estás muy pasado.
Y él me dijo, no problema, este bocho está tocado.
¡No se va bien, men! ¡No se va bien!
Vale, cholo, qué mal acompañado.
Feel the rush coming out of your speaker. Feel the power of the Molotov leaker. You don't speak unless you're spoken to. Be careful what you say when you do, but you might find yourself
en la calle. Tú ya sabes que me vale.
I'ma sit back with that cocoa I'ma, while my crew is out there bombing ya. Dear, so let's avoid it. I'm gonna teach ya. You mess with the bull, you get the salchicha. Cause you know this sentiste paso. If you think you can fake it, boy, use an asshole. If you could take me out, what's stopping you? I pull out my gauge coat, pop, pop, pop.
Yeah.
I'm giving you a chance, so don't abuse it. If you got the skill, use it or lose it.
If you're gonna grow my mind,
learn to use, learn to use it.
If you represent that crew,
show and prove, show and prove
if
it.
If you got a big ride,
learn to cruise, learn to cruise
if
it.
If you wanna taste this,
learn to lose, learn to lose
if
it.
If you're gonna grow my mind,
learn to use, learn to use
if
it.
If you represent that crew,
show and prove, show and prove
if
it.
If you got a big ride,
learn to cruise, learn to cruise
if
it.
If you wanna taste this,
learn to lose it.
el gringo tiro loco. I'm here to get all the people prendidos. So what you wanna do? Rap is not a pity, you would need a homeboy. It's the Molotov crew. So in the cantina while I'm drinking my brew. If you wanna tear sense, learn to lose. Cause I'm gonna bruise you, crack it up on your back. If you kill stiffy, won't hesitate to smack. So if you can't take a dump, get off the commode. And if you don't come correct, Jack, hit the road. Cause like a 57 Chevy, I'm gonna cruise you. You get some more weight, I'm gonna have to bruise you, break you. Partirte la madre, face damn, lying in the motherfucking calle. I'm giving you a chance, so don't abuse it. So if you got the skill, use it or lose it.
You wanna grab a mic?
That's a use, let me use it.
Can you represent a crew?
I show and prove, show and prove it.
You gotta be right.
I want to cruise, learn to cruise it.
If you wanna test it,
I learn to lose, learn to lose it.
If you're gonna grab a mic?
Bienvenidos al programa, a todos los chilotes que... Excuse me, I'm just welcoming all my chilote amigos who is listening to the show. And I hope they're going to stay with me until the end. It doesn't take long, you know, it's only an hour and a half left of the show already. My God, doesn't time fly? Do you know I'm so behind in technology and knowledge of technology, you know, that I remember, not this time, but the last time the time changed, I didn't know, and I was trying to do it with my telephone. And my son, young son, you know, young people of today, they know so much. It's incredible. What could you do? What would you do without a young person living next door or living in your house, man? You wouldn't be able to use the remote. You wouldn't be able to use the computer. You wouldn't be able to use your own telephone. You know, anyway, my son saw me trying to do that. And he said to me, "Dad, what are you doing?" Not this time, right? Not this time, the time before. And I remember saying, you know, the hour is changed now, you know, so I got to change my telephone. I goes, Dad, don't be silly, man. Don't be so backward. And anyway, I said, What do you mean? He says, no, the telephones, you know, and Alexa, no, everything changes by automatically. It's only the wall clocks, you know, that don't change. You know, we have to change ourselves. And I said, really? I didn't know that, man. You know, oh, my God, yeah, there we go. So anyway, yeah, this time I said, hey, you know, the hours, it's changed now, you know. Anyway, I went downstairs the next day and to have breakfast, you know, and I looked at the time and I went, oh my God, it's so late, you know, and I, because I looked at the clock on the wall. Anyway, I didn't change that here, because you got to change yourself, right? Anyway, just a little anecdote, you know, I don't know, it doesn't make any sense to what I just said, you know, anyway, but this will make some more sense to you guys, you know, on 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live, Latino Dance with you every Monday from 5 till 7. I can hear my telephone going in the background. I think somebody's texting me. Here we go. Scapi.
Sol, que desde antaño se viene practicando una asquerosa y sucia tradición. cielo no está, ¿quién me podrá decir? Porque algún día el amor es un par de regalos y una flor, un trato de imaginar cómo sería esta ciudad sin bares ni moteles donde descansar. No habría placer ni diversión, no habría, no, no, no. Cualquier lugar, cualquier razón, cualquier canción, aprende a disfrutar. Y quiero amarte y no tocarte, conquistarte. Paz y amor, creyeron en un mundo mejor. Que más grande emoción que ponerte a cantar bailando tu mejor canción. Busco placer, más diversión, busco todo, todo, todo. Cualquier canción, cualquier lugar, cualquier razón, aprende a disfrutar. Aún me pregunto por qué nadie se puede alegrar si no es con una copa de más. Tan solo quiero saber, porque además del fútbol, el sexo es el deporte mayor. Cualquier canción, cualquier lugar, cualquier razón, aprende a disfrutar. Y quiero amarte y no tocarte, conquistarte. Cualquier lugar, cualquier razón, oh, cualquier lugar, cualquier canción, oh, cualquier lugar, cualquier canción, cualquier razón, oh, cualquier lugar, oh, cualquier lugar, cualquier razón, oh, cualquier lugar, cualquier canción, oh, cualquier lugar, cualquier razón, cualquier lugar, oh, cualquier razón.
Eso, la usa música andina from Bolivia. Ah, yeah, yeah. This guy is called Octavia. Octavia, rock boliviano. Very soft boliviano, no? The Bolivians, you know, usually they tend to express themselves much better with Andean music, you know? I'm not criticizing what they do. It's fantastic that... they all do this mixture and, you know, combine folky music with rock and jazz and stuff. So, to me, the Bolivian Andean bands, you know, are some of the best, you know, in Latin America. Yeah, compadres, compadres y comadres. Let's change a little bit of the style, and this is a beautiful singer. Well, you're gonna appreciate, you know, when you listen to the actual song. You know, listen to the voice, strong voice. You know, very Latino woman, man. And you don't mess with Latino women, man, because they can put you right outdoors with your suitcase or your Tesco's bag with your socks and underpants in them. So listen to this one and see what you think.
El chacauchas con aragullón me gusta lucir a mí, porque ando cantando coplas que en esta tierra aprendí. No puede querer la madre aquel que fue abandonado, así es parte de mi pueblo, extranjero en mi lugar. Saber de la antigua Grecia y la historia universal seguro que nos ayuda en la vida cultural. Que cultivemos la música de algún lejano país, seguro que no es pecado si conozco la de aquí. Pero si ando musiqueando el canto de otro lugar, sin conocer un estilo, una baguala, un balseón, guacho de nuestra cultura, extranjero en su lugar. Qué fierro me suena extraño, polvones se ha ignorado, eso sí que causa daño, extranjero en su lugar. Gente culta en capitales viven de espalda al país, copiándoles hasta el tranco y en el modo de vestir. A los países lejanos que nos vienen a vivir, le hacemos el caldo gordo al mismo que criticamos, y se pierde la memoria del dolor de los hermanos que con sus huesos sembraron este suelo americano. Y así que pasó y nos pasa todito lo que pasó. Nos manosearon enteros la pucha que lo tiró. El pueblo quedó con poco después de poner su empeño, y no imaginen ni en sueño que algún día cambiará, si no se nos llena el alma de profunda indianidad. Pongamos la pata en tierra, desnudemos la vereda y enteremos, no, que hay muchos que aunque se han nacido acá son extraños en el pago, extranjero en mi lugar. Viven mirando la Europa o el piratón imperial, y si te ven pilchas gauchas dicen que andas disfrazado. Ay, 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 voy a ir parando, soy un criollo nada más, no vengo a buscar tu aplauso, solo quiero tu hermandad.
Okay, that was Soledad, all the way from Latin America. And yeah, what a voice, man, what a voice, fantástico. Well, anyway, welcome to the show, Robert, you know, and Jimmy. Thank you very much for listening, for tuning in, and I hope that you're going to stay until the end, because at the end of the show, it's going to be, "This is the end, my only friend." That was The Doors, by the way. You know, no, I don't have that one today. Anyway, amigos, let me tell you that something, right? Tomorrow morning, I'm going to be at the hospital at 7 o'clock in the morning, man. I happen to have an operation on my right toe, you know, on the, my had an injury many, many, many years ago. I kicked the door, and unfortunately, I kicked it with my big toe, man. And it was fine for a few years, you know, but lately, in the last 2-3 years, it's been bothering me. I cannot wear my leather shoes, man, because the leather shoes are kind of tight. So I'm just wearing, actually, Skechers. Yeah, I'm up to date with fashion right now. So, yeah, tomorrow, 7 o'clock, but they don't know exactly what time the operation is going to be. But it's a in and out, you know, daytime surgery, right? So my daughter, she's dropping me off tomorrow, 7 o'clock at the hospital. And I don't know, depending on what time I finish, I got to ring 2 or 3 people that offered me a lift back home because I need to provide my own transport back home. Funny thing is, you know, that this thing's been going on for quite a while. These tests here, examinations there, x-ray, visit this place, visit the other place. All about a toe, man. I don't think it's a big deal, but maybe kind of them making sure that everything's fine, nothing's going to happen, you know. So they gave me this cream, you know, that I should be using for the last 3 days before the operation. It's not a cream, it's like a shower gel, you know. You wear all your body, man, and then you cover this yourself in this stuff, even your hair, everywhere, you know. They put lots of attention between the legs. You got to make sure you got plenty of that cream between your legs. Anyway, and then after you cover yourself with all this gel thing, you have to stand there, you know, for 60 seconds, minutes, for this gel to actually do the job, to work into your skin, and then you have to shower yourself off, rinse. But the thing is, I don't mind doing that at all, you know, but the thing is that they want you to do it 3 times a day. Oh, by the way, also they give you like a little cream with Q-tips. You have to put the cream on the Q-tip and put it up your nostrils, you know, both nostrils. And then you have to repeat that 3 times a day as well. So 3 showers, 3 up your nostrils for 3 days. I missed the first day, actually. I missed the 2 showers in the first day. So I only took 1 shower and 1 nostril thing the first day. So I don't know whether they're going to cancel the operation because I missed out on a couple of things, you know. I don't know. Hopefully not, right? Today I took a shower this morning, and as soon as I get back home, I'm going to take another one. And before I go to bed, I'm going to take another one just to comply with the requirement is, you know. But so much going on, man, you know. I remember that when I had the heart operation, all they did was just to shave my chest, to be able to get to cut into it and open it and do the stuff. But this time it's my toe, by the way, yeah, my toe, okay. And tomorrow morning, before I get into the hospital at home, I have to take another shower. You know, and whilst I'm waiting for the operation, I have to take another shower. So it's 3 times, 6 showers. I've never showered so much in my life. And things up in my nostril. So anyway, and they tell me that they're going to send me home with a special shoe because obviously I had stitches and stuff on my toe and I won't be able to walk for a while. and it takes 6 weeks to heal. Wow, there we go, another one, another one, another one. I've been putting the NHS to work, you know, so hard in the last 6 years, and this is the last thing. I hope nothing else comes up. And anyway, I'll let you know by next week. I'll be able to come to the show anyways, no worries. So my number is 079-44-031-894 if you want to wish me a prompt recovery and whatever. Anyway, here's some more music for you guys. This is a tribute to an Argentinian singer called Sandro.
Que no te ame así. no te lave así, que no te arme así.
Thank you.
la ley. Okay, amigos, 3 minutes before the end of the, sorry, before the end of the first part of the show. 6 o'clock, bang on 6 o'clock. We'll have a couple of commercials and jingles, and then we'll be back for the second part of Latino Dimes. Today I'm a bit confused, you know, I'm all over the place, because you know what else that I forgot to tell you about my operation thing? Operation thing. I've been told not to drink, not to smoke, not to eat for 24 hours, you know, 24 hours. So I'm fasting right now. All I've got to do is just drink water, okay? So that was the news that I wanted to tell you about. Pretty sad, man. New album by Manu Chao.
Vecino hay en el mar buscando tu camino. Vecino hay en el mar buscando tu camino. Yo te abriré mi puerta como tú lo harías conmigo. Yo te abriré mi puerta como tú lo harías conmigo. Vuela libertad, vuela y ábreme el camino. Vuela libertad, vuela y ábreme el camino. Vuela por el mar y aquella paz sea mi destino. Vuela por el mar y aquella paz sea mi destino. Ay la 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 la, ay la 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 la. Ay la 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 la, la 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 la. O algún día será que la paz volverá. O algún día será que la paz volverá.